Hi, my name is Ayushma. I'm 16 years old. Today is December 3rd, and I'm speaking with Ms. Melik, who is my ESL teacher. We're recording this interview in Glendale, Wisconsin. So why did you agree to do this interview today?
So I have a unique story to tell about September 11th, and so when you approached me about getting interviewed, I agreed to. Plus, you're one of my students that I respect, so I thought it would be a good idea.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
So I grew up in a city called Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. I've lived there since I was six, and when I was a child, it was pretty carefree. We'd play around the neighborhood until the lights went on and the street lights went on, and then I was told that I needed to be home when those lights came on. So we did a lot of things outside, like kick the can and other places. You know, we go to the playground and things like that. It was really fun.
Okay, great. Can you tell me one or two people who have been the biggest influence on your life?
So my parents, mm-hmm. when I was younger, they were a really big influence on my life. They taught me to make my own decisions. So I was just talking about this in class last hour, and who do I think is a good listener? And I would say that they are, definitely. They allow me to make my own decisions. So I'll come to them with a problem, and then they will talk me through it, but they won't tell me what to do. And so I really like that, and I use that technique with my own children as well. And then another person who's been a big influence in my life would be my husband. And he has taught me that we got married very young, when I was 24. And so he taught me that I can be my own person, and that I can make my own decisions, and he taught me to be independent, and he taught me to be strong.
Okay. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Advice I would give to my teenage self would be to be mature. I did well in school. I did not really get in trouble. But I didn't push myself. And so I often would just not do my best work. And so one example is in math class, I got in trouble in eighth grade for supposedly cheating, but I didn't really cheat. And since then, I decided that I hated math. Mm-hmm. And so all through high school, I hated math, and I didn't want to work on math. And so I actually cheated my way through a class. And so what ended up happening was I had to take a class lower than the math class that college students take in college, mm-hmm. Because I did not learn that material. So it kind of bit me in the end. So to my future self, I would say, definitely try hard every day and try not to take the easy way out.
That's great. Can you tell me one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Something about the most difficult moment would be about 8 years ago, I hurt my back really bad. I herniated two discs in my lower back when I was trying to move something in my classroom. So I was out of work for quite a bit. And I was in a lot of pain, so I tried to figure out how to manage that pain with things other than medication, and so that got me into meditation and mindfulness and trying to breathe through pain. So that injury has really brought a lot of perspective in my life, and I've realized who is here to help and who I can count on, and what things are really important in life are really the people that are around you, not anything else material.
Okay. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
So the three happiest moments were getting married and having both of my two kids. So I would maybe talk about, I'll talk about getting married later because it was right after September 11th. But having my two kids, I had one really easy pregnancy, and that was the first one. And so that one was really exciting because it was life-changing because I wasn't a parent until she was born. Mm-hmm. And then my second one, my second child, I had a complicated pregnancy. And so seeing her was more of a relief because I was just glad that she was here and healthy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you tell me about some of your most important lessons you've learned in life?
So some of the most important lessons I've learned in life, I'm still learning. I'm always learning. So the most recent one that I've learned is to always be kind. So when someone is not very nice to you, I have to wonder what is going on with them that they are not being nice. And even if someone is not being nice, we need to make sure we are kind back. Because at the end of the day, I want to make sure that I am the person that I want to be, and I don't want to be embarrassed to be treating someone in a bad way, because that affects other people when you are not kind to them.
Okay. What are your proudest, what are you most proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
Personally, I'm proud of raising two wonderful children and being in a wonderful marriage. Those things I'm very proud of. I love coming home every day and hearing about what's happening, and I like hearing about what my kids are up to and then sitting back and seeing who they've become. They're 10 and 13 now, and so when I hear them talk through situations they're faced with at school and learning about the decisions they've made, it makes me very proud so far. So I'm really glad to hear that they are becoming good people. And then professionally, I'm part of an organization called Teaching Tolerance, and that is a nonprofit organization that works with social justice and equity in the classroom. And that is the best thing I've done professionally in my life. It's gotten me to meet some of the best friends that I have, and it's an organization that really helps teachers figure out how to talk about difficult topics in the classroom.
That's great. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? And are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
So we've kind of already talked about this one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that some positive moments are when I do acts of kindness for others. So if I know that someone's having a bad day, maybe I'll bring them lunch that day, or I'll just offer to do something a little extra, like if I'm co-teaching and someone's having a really bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Like today, for example, one of my co-teachers is struggling a little bit, so I offered to grade not just half of our assignment, but the entire assignment tonight, mm-hmm. so she can have a little bit of a break.
Okay, that's great. How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were younger?
I always thought I'd live far away from my family, and it turns out that I live a half hour south of my parents, and I live a half hour north of my husband's family, so we're all very close in proximity.
Okay. How old were you when 9/11 occurred?
So I was 24, I think,
mm-hmm.
or so. And yeah, it was my first year my second year as a teacher.
Okay. How did you first hear about it? The TV, newspaper, or family or friends?
So I was working in school, and During passing time, I heard from my other teachers that this had been happening.
Okay. What was your reaction to this?
So we heard about the first plane, and then we went through another hour of class, and then we heard about the second plane. So the first plane, I was like, oh, it's just a big accident. And the second plane, I thought, oh, now we have something more serious.
Do you remember what you were doing or where you were when this happened?
Yes, I was right in my classroom, and so what happened that day was we'd hear about these things, and then everyone started turning on their TVs and watching the news in class instead of teach. And then, as you might know, people started jumping off of buildings and trying to get out of the situation. And so our principal came around and said, it's time for you to turn off your TVs, because that was really graphic. So what we did was, in passing time, we would all kind of leave our hallway area and go to the library, and we'd watch the news, because we weren't allowed to have the TVs on or the radio. So yeah, I clearly remember that day.
Okay. Was it hard for you to understand what was happening and why it was happening?
Yeah, so I teach English as a second language, and so my students were really confused, and so nothing like that had ever happened before, so it was hard for me both to understand that it was actually happening, that it was a terrorist attack, and were we safe or were we not, because we lived near Chicago, so we wondered. And then it was really hard to talk to my students about it, because they thought they were coming here for a safer life, and then this happened, so.
Mm-hmm. What emotions were you feeling at the moment when you found out?
I didn't believe it at first. I thought it was just like an accident, and then when I knew it was a terrorist attack, I got really, really scared.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What was it like afterwards, a couple days or weeks, months later?
So I went home, and then we just watched the news every day and learned more and more about it, and that year I had had a student from Iraq, and so I was really worried about how our students were going to be treated, because there was a lot of hate against Muslim people after that. And so I wasn't a mom at the time, but I kind of put on my mom cape and just tried to protect them as best as I could, and to give them talking points on what they can say when they were confronted with some negativity, because everyone was under the impression that everyone foreign was a terrorist, and so it was a lot of negative emotion.
Mm-hmm. When did you know it was a terrorist attack?
It was after the second plane had hit. Then everyone, instead of feeling sad, everyone got scared, and so even in the hallways when people were walking, it was very quiet, and people just wondered what was next.
Okay. Did that event change who you are today?
Absolutely. So in my role as a person teaching international students and immigrant students, I think that I try to work through situations of hate and bias with them constantly, and I work to make sure that they are seen in a positive light and not a negative light. And so since that day, I try to fight stereotypes.
Okay. Do you think this event has changed the nation? If yes, in what ways?
Yes, I think that there's a lot more hate now and a lot more stereotypes now. And so it even goes to, I live in Oak Creek, and so we have a Sikh temple, and the Sikh religion wears turbans, and so they're often seen as being Muslim when they're not. And so I think that has changed. People get generalized more than they should.
Okay. And are there any images stuck in your mind from the moments you found out?
Yeah, I think that the library and the hallways and just kind of where I was really cemented where I was in the moment. And then I still remember, like, watching the people falling from the buildings on TV, and that was very sad.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, do you know anyone who was impacted by this?
I do not, but I just met someone whose uncle was there. And so I just a couple weeks ago, I learned about that he had been there. So, but no, I don't know anyone.
All right, thank you for your time, and hope you enjoyed.
Thank you.
About 15:49. Yeah, okay, thank you.